guys, what's up? Did you guys miss me? Yes, I'm your beautiful, charming, and sexy host, King Cheek, aka Big Baby, and I welcome you guys back to another episode of the Rated 18 podcast. Guys, today I'm back with another topic. I think you guys should even be used to the, you know, freaky, sexy, you know, and real talk here, because the Rated 18 podcast is all about real, is all about freaky, is all about nasty. We do not like cut corners here. We talk about the real things here, okay? So today I'm talking about digmatization. I know a lot of you have been hearing this term, digmatization. You've been hearing a lot of people saying they've been digmatized. And you may be wondering, what does this term mean? Like, what does it do? What does it mean? But some of you might get the drift, okay? Because there's the word dick in it, okay? So digmatization is when... so digmatization is when... a lady or a guy has been, should I say, you know, when you like something too good, just like say someone is bewitched, like someone has bewitched you. Okay. Like, you know, you, all your thoughts about them, you are thinking about them and all that's like digmatization. So this person has like traumatized you, has bewitched you with their dick, with their private part. So when a lady is digmatized, like the dick was so good that she ends up being like traumatized, like digmatized. Okay. So the dick was so good. So she can't stop thinking about the dick. Like the dick has done so many things to her. It's like she's bewitched. It's like she's traumatized. Like she's having PTSD every second of the day because of this particular dick. Okay. So ways you can be digmatized is when you meet a very good dick, you know, a dick that knows what to do, a dick that can handle, you know, some guys have dicks and they don't know what to do with it. And this thing about digmatization is not about the size of your dick. It's not about how big your dick is, although it helps, you know, it's not about how long your dick is, although it also helps, but it's also about how you can work the dick. It takes some special blessing, some special potential to be able to digmatize a girl, you know, especially a girl that has, you know, seen it all. You're not her first, so she's had like taste of different dick. How do you get a girl digmatized? One, you need to know your onions as a guy to get a girl digmatized. Like when a girl is digmatized, she is not thinking of any other guy but you. Like even if she's having sex with other guys, you see some girls that are having sex with other guys and this particular guy's name is all they are moaning. I heard like there was a couple that actually broke up 4 months after getting married because this girl was screaming her ex-boyfriend's name while having sex with her husband. That's when you know people that are digmatized. You know that this guy definitely digmatized this girl. Like he has been giving her PTSD for the rest of her life. Like even when a girl gets married, that dick that digmatized her, she can never forget it. You see most girls going back to their exes. Trust me, they were digmatized. So how do you get a girl digmatized? Because once you get a girl digmatized, the girl has totally and completely fallen for you. Like that girl is completely yours. You know, whenever you say jump, she says how high, like no questioning. You see most women that are very submissive in, you know, their marriages or their relationships. Trust me, most of them have been digmatized. They do not care what the world says about this guy. Even most relationships are even abusive. I do not support abusive relationships, yeah? But most abusive relationships, trust me, there is a very, very big, you know, digmatization thing going on there. Digmatization type thing is going on there because why would a girl be, you know, receiving blows, punches, kicks and all that from a guy and still decides to stay in that relationship? One of five things, she's been digmatized, okay? She is completely, totally, entirely digmatized. There is nothing you can tell me. How do you get a girl digmatized? How do you, you know, some guys have been asking, some guys have been, you know, searching, trying to find out how they can get a girl digmatized under hook and lock. Like you have choked the girl so that she not feel leave you. So how do you get a girl digmatized? I'm not really like the, you know, the holy grail. What I'm saying now may not be the holy grail because I'm just a girl, okay? I think a guy is in perfect position to, you know, say this. But also, I can say because, trust me, I've been digmatized. There's this particular dick that has digmatized me. So I can know what to say, okay? I can give some, you know, opinion on that. So how to get a girl digmatized? One, know your onions. Like you need to know your onions. You need to be well versed in the area of sex. You need to know what you're doing. It's not about, oh, I have a big dick and all that. You need to know how to work it. You need to be able to know what that dick can do. Because you go in there with confidence. You go in there with, you know, you are brave. You are proud. You're not going in there and telling the girl, make me go crazy. No, you make her go crazy. If you want her to be digmatized, you're going to do stuff to her that nobody else has done to her before. Even if someone else has done it to her before, put your own spice. Okay? Spice it up. Put your own, be creative. Okay? Know your audience and find your way around it. Be creative in bed. Know how you're doing it. Know how you're giving it to her. Know her G-spot. You know, most men don't even know about G-spots. They don't know about clitoris. They don't know about certain sensitive areas that will make a girl want you more. Do some crazy shit to her. Make her feel like this is the most important time of your life with her. Okay? And that's not the only thing. Also have a connection with her. Most girls get digmatized from guys that you have this certain chemistry to. So find a girl you have chemistry with. Like someone that you guys have chemistry. Like anytime you see her, you know, you have butterflies, or anytime she sees you, she has butterflies also. Chemistry is very, very important in getting digmatized, because sometimes you hear a girl say, oh, I don't know what he did to me, or I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he did this. And most times you see that these guys are like very, very average people. Like most times they're ugly looking niggas, man. They are ugly. They're not even looking so cute. But you say, oh, this guy's so cute. Like, most of the time, those are the guys that actually wet girls' pants. Guys that, they may not be so all that, they may not be so handsome or all that, but they know what to do, and they know they have chemistry with this girl, okay? They take note of the very smallest things. You know, guys that, you know, can be very touchy, they just touch you, wink at you, all those kind of things that, you know, put a girl on edge, you know? Those are the things you need to do. Make her feel like, oh, she's the prettiest woman in the room. Create a chemistry, create a connection. Sometimes you cannot create it, because if it didn't day, it didn't day. Okay? If it didn't day, it did not day. So there's nothing you can do to create chemistry for some people. Okay? It has to just, some people are this like lost at first sight kind of people. Okay? They have this, like, once they just see you for the first time, they're already like, oh, they have this connection with you. And there's some people like, it takes time. Okay? The more you keep seeing them, the more you build this connection with them. So there's this guy I met. This guy, I wouldn't really say he's my spec, although he's quite tall, okay? He's quite tall, but he's not really like my spec kind of guy. But I can tell you that this guy has completely digmatized me. He's not even spec. See, most times the guys that will even end up digmatizing you are very like people that you wouldn't, if they asked you like, please go on a date with this kind of person, you may not really say, yes, I'll go on a date with this kind of person. And most times those kind of people just, you know, end up being situationships, because they are not really like the kind of people you really want to date. They may be quite irresponsible. They may be people you not really like want your friends to meet. Okay. But the situationship arised from the digmatization thing. The dick was too good. You couldn't leave. Every time you close your eyes, you keep seeing dick. Every time you close your eyes, you keep seeing dick. Every time you're in public, this shit happens to me, especially for people with very imaginative, active minds. Like if your mind is very imaginative, if you have a very active mind, you will be, if you're digmatized, ekpele, sorry for you, because you will always be thinking about this person. Like me, I can guarantee you that, let me say 24/7, I think about sex. And it's just with this one guy. That's not the only guy I've had sex with. Like, remember I told you guys in previous episode, my body count is just two. Okay, my ex-boyfriend and this particular guy. But each time, I don't even think about my ex-boyfriend. I'm always thinking about this guy. At a point, I even had to ask him. I even started thinking like, are you sure this guy not use jazz on me? That's when you know you've been digmatized. How to know you've been digmatized? It should be as if this thing is not normal. Why am I feeling this way about this guy? This is not normal. It's not like you are feeling, it's not feeling of love. It's not feeling of love. You don't love him, but you just want him to always fuck you all the time. You that doesn't even really like me, I don't really like sex like that, but since I got digmatized by this guy all the time, and funny enough, when we meet, like the chemistry is crazy. The heat is so hot. The room will be so, like we can go for 5 hours. You see, that kind of person that you enjoy having sex with, like you can have sex with the person for like 10 hours, 5 hours, and you're not feeling any weakness because you've been digmatized. Your body really wants this person. It's just like your favorite food now. You know, when you have a certain food that you love to eat, like you can eat that food so much and you never get tired of that food, okay? That's how you know you've been digmatized. Anytime you think of this person, you get wet. Anytime you think of this person, you get horny. And I don't know what's the opposite of digmatized. Maybe pussmatized, pussified. I don't know, but he also has the same problem. Each time I call him, he's having a hard on. Like if I'm just calling him, just normal call, how are you doing? His dick will stand. If he sees me, he'll have a hard on. So that's what I'm saying. Like that chemistry, the chemistry is there. Like one person is not here and the other person is here. We are both on the same level. You know, most people that are digmatized, but it's unfortunate for some people that most times you can be digmatized by someone that is not even interested in you at all. The person is not interested in you. You guys are not, like, the chemistry is not mutual. That's the worst kind of digmatization. Especially for maybe like one night stands and people just met and it was just like maybe transactional or a one night stand. And then at the end of the day, you guys part ways and then you end up getting digmatized because the dick was so good. Most times it is very hard to rekindle such situation, especially if the guy did not really like have anything for you or if he felt like your pussy was not too good and you felt his dick was so good. Like, those kind of situations, my dear, I guess you'll be digmatized forever. Nothing is going to cure it. And you see, those kind of girls will start stalking the guy. How to know a girl has been digmatized by you? You see her stalking you. She's everywhere. She's on your Instagram. She's on your Snapchat. She's on your Facebook. She's on your Twitter. She's using burner accounts to like your pages. She's, you know, stalking you. You block her on this number. She's chatting you on this number. Okay? That girl is, you know, I pity her. You know, she's at your mercy right now. She just wants you to fuck her. That is all she needs. Like, she has been digmatized by you. There is nothing that can be done about it. There is nothing that can be said about it, brother. You don't know what your dick has done to that girl's life. Most times, it ends up destroying some girls' life. Like, they will lose themselves because of this particular guy. It's not love. You do not love the guy. It's just the dick. That's what you're craving. That's what, and most times, most girls will compare, you know, try to like have it with other guys to see if someone can like, you know, make them forget this person. It's possible, you know, you can actually end up forgetting the person, but it can take a while. It can take a long time, depending on how severe the level of digmatization got to. Okay. So it can take some time to like forget this person if the person is not on your level. Okay. If the person is not feeling you. Excuse me. If the person is not on your level, if the person is not feeling you, like, you have to just get over it, okay? Find another dick, okay? There are other good guys out there that have good dicks, that are very creative, that have good skills, good bedmatics. You can find them and try to get over that person because you might end up, you see, people get, some people that you see them, they become serial stalkers, they become obsessed. It's because of this digmatization. They become obsessed, they become serial stalkers and all that. And most times they can end up, it can end up very dirty, it can end up very messy. Okay, when it comes to people that, you know, become obsessed because what they tasted the first time was so good. So digmatization, I think it's really like beneficial to people that have this chemistry between each other. Because if the chemistry is not mutual, it's going to cause like lots of drifts, lots of problems. You know, so a guy is married and you're stalking him because the dick was so good. You see some girls sending married men messages, sending them all sorts of stuff because they cannot get over that dick. What they experience. Sometimes most of the people you meet and the person is like someone you did not even expect that to happen to. And sometimes you feel very ashamed having to go back to the person and try to just meet the person just to fuck. Okay. So for the guys, how to get a girl digmatized, you need to know your audience. One, you need to build chemistry between you and the girl because that's what to make it, you know, to be, to make sense, to make it worthwhile. Because if the chemistry is not mutual, it may create some kind of, especially if it's a girl that you really like and you want her to really like you back, you need to be able to do these certain things, okay? Yeah, but if it's not working for you, you know, you just have to find another person because sometimes the person you least expected it to work out on is the person it's to work out on. Believe me, that's how it works. Like, there's no real, there's really no manual to follow because that's life, okay? What will be will be. Most times you meet a girl and it's not, she's not really your spec, but then she gets digmatized. Like, your dick is so sweet and that's all she wants. Okay. So good hunt. Okay. It hunts forever. Like, you've had, sometimes you've even had this dick like so many times. You keep thinking after each time that you get tired of it. You just, okay, it will pass. Like, okay, you will get fed up with it, but it is wrong. Good dick is good dick. You can never get tired of it. You know, most people lose their sense of reasoning over good dick. Most people fight over good dick. You see sometimes where three girls are fighting over one guy. That's it. They've lost their sense of reasoning. You can actually call it dicknotized. They get hypnotized by this dick. You know, most times you see a dick and, you know, once you start having sex with this person, you lose your sense of reasoning. So I'm going to give like 20 signs on how you can know that you've been dickmatized. 20 signs to know that you're definitely dickmatized. Okay. Number one, you know that this guy is not good for you, but you cannot leave him. Like I said earlier, this guy is not good for you. This guy is not your spec. This guy is not your level. You cannot even introduce your family to this guy. You cannot introduce your friends to this guy. You can't even take this guy out. Like he can't, if he asks you out on a date, you most definitely refuse. But you are stuck with him. You cannot leave him. You cannot just go. You cannot just let him go because you've been dickmatized. The dick is so good. The joystick is so good that you do not want to leave. You know? Most people, you see them having like relationships that they cannot post, they're not proud of, but that dick is keeping them there. Okay. Number two, he treats you like less, he treats you less than you deserve. Most times you see people in abusive relationships, you know, the guy is beating them, the guy is not treating them well, he doesn't love them, doesn't care for them, but they just keep staying because of the joystick. They just keep staying. They cannot leave. No matter what he's doing to them, be like, treat them like a rag. He should slap them in public. He should shout at them in public. They are not leaving. They're not going anywhere. You see some of those girls, we even fight other girls because of this guy that is never treating them well. Some girls, we even fight their family because of the guy that is not treating them well or because of his prick. You will fight your family. You fight your friends. Your friends are already telling you, this guy is not good for you. Leave this guy alone. This guy is not good for you. But you are willing to just stay because you have fallen in love with the dick. You even start having feelings. You think those are real feelings. Those are not real feelings. You have feelings for his joystick. You have feelings for his dick. You do not have feelings for him. You know, you see people isolate themselves. They fight their families. They fight their friends. You know, most times like they become so obsessed. They become so obsessed. And the thing about dickmatization, it can come as if you have feelings for this person. You can start thinking like otherwise because you're not in your right senses. You're not in your right state of mind. So you can start thinking, oh, like you're in love with this guy or this guy loves you or blah, blah, blah. But it's not him. It's his dick. That's what you are in love with. Okay. Some people even skip work, important projects, important things they're supposed to go to. They skip it all because of dick. All because of dick. You see people that you know, turn up late for work. They don't even, some girls, like, especially you see some university girls, you know, they will leave school. They will go and start living with the guy. They won't show up for lectures. They won't even have anything important to do. Again, they lock themselves up in the house with this guy and all they do is fuck. They've been dickmatized. At that point, nobody can save them. Nobody can take away a girl from a guy that, you know, that has dickmatized her. It's like he has bewitched her. He don't lock him with padlock, like nothing can happen at that point. Also, when you know how, like, you know that you've been dickmatized by a guy, he causes you to make like wrong decisions. There are some girls that, you know, this guy can influence you. He can really influence you just because of the power his dick has over you. He can influence you to make wrong decisions. You know, if he's a bad person, he will definitely influence you wrongly. Okay. Because all you're thinking about now is that dick. Just the same way most guys can get influenced just because of a girl's ass. Like, even if the girl is wrong, they will not have a say. They cannot say anything because they've been yashmatized. So that's the same thing with, you know, having a good dick. The guy can influence the girl to do anything. Like, when we think of cases like Bonnie and Clyde, I really feel like, you know, the couple, the lady was, you know, dickmatized, because why would you follow a guy that is a criminal on his, you know, criminal escapades? She was with him the whole time. So I feel like when the dick is so good, it is very hard for a lady to leave. You see them, they start turning tiger. And you know, most times, like, I think Tunde Enot used to post it, any relationship, any association that changes you from who you are, you start misbehaving, you start doing things that you wouldn't normally do. It's best to leave. In that kind of situation, nobody can help you, okay, except you see a therapist. But I think it's only you that can make that decision to leave. Because why are you fighting your family over a dick? It's not like you really love this guy. If it is true love, I can say, okay, you love him. Why are you fighting your parents? Why are you fighting your friends over some dick? Well, over some good dick, okay? Why are you fighting your parents? Like, I've been digmatized, yes, but I think there are levels to this digmatization thing. I've been digmatized, yeah, but I still think sometimes. You know, sometimes I still allow, you know, rational thinking to come over me. Sometimes I block the guy. You see the guy that you know this guy, you know, reach your level. Sometimes I'll block him. Sometimes I'll still, like, I'm going to carry my hand and block the guy. I'll block him. I'll still unblock him. You know? So that's like, digmatization is a crazy thing. I think, yeah, it needs like mental help. You need mental help when it comes to stuff like that, because that's all you think about at that point. That guy is all you think about. You sleep, you're thinking of his dick. You wake up, you're thinking of his dick. And I think it will affect, for example, if you want to get married or get into an actual relationship, it might affect you, because what the other person might do for you, the kind of sex the other person might give you, may not really make any sense to you. It may not be sweet. It may not be interesting. You know, when you're already obsessed over someone else, you're saying someone else's name when, you know, your guy is having sex with you. That is proper digmatization. Another sign, you know, to know that if you've been digmatized is, you give him anything he asks for because you are digmatized. Like, you are the one financing him. And funny enough, most of the times, the guys that have the best dicks are fuck boys. The guys that have the best dicks, the guys that have dicks that can digmatize you are fuck boys. Boys that have nothing to offer. That's why they call them fuck boys. They are just, like, they are just there to, you know, just present their dick. Most of these women are financing these guys just because they have dicks. So they don't do anything anymore. You know, he's the one asking the girl for all the money. She's giving him all his money, doing everything for him, financing him. You know, he takes advantage of her, starts taking so much money from her just because, see, digmatization can be a very terrible thing. Especially if the guy doesn't even like you. So he just finds it like an avenue to, you know, milk you because you've been digmatized by the guy. And you become so, another sign is that you become so possessive of this dick. You cannot imagine another lady near the dick. That's why you see girls fighting. You see some women that they can even pour another person acid because of penis. Like, it gets that bad. They are so possessive. They cannot imagine another. They cannot imagine, like, the thought of this guy f***ing another girl. So they are ready to do anything. Even if it's to kill somebody, just because of it, they will kill. If it's to pour acid, they will pour. If it's to set the person up, beat the person up, they will do it because they have become hypnotized by that dick. Okay. And sometimes you find yourself compromising your values because of this guy. He has now become the one that, you know, has say over everything in your life because of the dick. And most times, another sign is that you know that this relationship is not going anywhere. It's just a situationship. You're just there. You are just there fucking each other. You cannot leave because of the dick. You see situationships where they're just there to benefit, like, just to fuck each other. Is it that the guy is fucking the girl good and the guy is getting money from her? You see, most of these sugar mommy relationships, most of the time the woman is digmatized, so she's the one now financing the guy and the guy is just milking her. Okay, they are just there. They know the relationship has no future, the relationship has no purpose, but the sex is just too good that none of them can leave. Another sign is you cannot call it quit. Sometimes even after you call it quit, you will still find yourself coming back, just like what I said. Like, I've blocked this guy several times. I've blocked this guy so many times. In fact, there was a time we had a very heated argument. I know so well that he was so sure that I was going to come back. He was so sure. And most of these guys, they know. That's why I say, like, the confidence. They know that, as this one don't enter, now she no fee come out. Okay? So you block this guy. You block this guy each of the time. You delete his number, but you keep going back. And I think you can be digmatized by more than one person at a time. Okay. So you keep going back. You cannot leave this guy. Like, he just did like Ogoni. None of you can go out. In fact, the guy can even leave you, but you'll now end up being stranded. You cannot leave. You cannot call it quit. You cannot delete the guy. You always go back because he has filled your mind. Another sign is you cannot concentrate on your normal tasks, things that you have to do. All the time you're thinking about this person. All the time you're thinking about having sex with this person. All the time you're thinking of, you know, something entering you because you're being digmatized. It's not normal. Because you cannot have this with everybody. You cannot have this feeling with everybody. And sometimes you will mistake it for love. You think you're falling in love with the guy. You think like, oh, your people are falling in love. Okay. But it's not love. It's digmatization. The dick is too good that you now feel like you're falling in love with him. But you're falling in love with the dick, actually. Sometimes I think you should just cut the dick and take it home. People can be obsessed. I think in countries like America where you have serial killers and all that, stigmatization is not even a good thing. If a girl is even too obsessed with you like that, it's better for you to run. Because it can get really scary, I think. This kind of thing can get really scary because it's a form of obsession. Okay, you like something and you get so obsessed about it that you can't even kill for it. If you can kill for it, you can even kill the person and take the person's dick. I don't know if that's overboard, but I think I've even seen something like that happen on Crime Watch. So a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can go wrong. Okay. This guy can actually influence you positively or negatively. His dick can have a negative influence or you can have a positive influence. For some people, you know, it can make them to have like a good relationship. They can end up having a good relationship. They can even end up getting married or they can even end up having a long-term relationship if the connection is mutual. Okay, the guy has to feel the girl the same way the girl is feeling the guy. But if the connection is not mutual, trust me, you are the only one enjoying good dick. The guy is not really like... It's just like the ego, like he gets from like seeing the way you feel from the dick. Okay, the guy is seeing like, you are really enjoying it. Sometimes it gives guys some form of like ego. Maybe other girls are not feeling his dick that much. And you're the only girl that is making him to feel that, yeah, he's actually doing something. He may not even be doing much, but sometimes you cannot even explain these things. You cannot explain these things because, like I said, it happens with the most unusual people. All these guys that know how to fuck very well, that have those kind of dicks, most times they are just very average. I don't want to use the word useless because nobody's, I don't know whether some people are definitely useless, but most times it's those useless guys that have nothing to offer. So I don't know if they sit down and take time to enhance their skills. There's this guy that told me that he actually went to learn how to eat pussy. Like his cousin taught him, they actually schooled him on how to eat pussy. Is that not a jobless guy? It's a jobless guy. That's a useless person. Like you went to go and learn how to, so that you will come and trap someone's daughter. So that when you suck her pussy, she will say, oh, this has never happened to me before. So you see, these guys with good dick that can get you dick, but they are out there learning how, you know, polishing their dicks, learning how to like do it well than an average guy that is just, you know, thinking about throwing money. See guys, it's not even about throwing money on a girl. Guys that, you know, have this skill, they will even take away your girl from you. You see sometimes you see a girl in a relationship, but she ends up going back all the time. She'll still be going back to this guy. She'll be cheating on her boyfriend that is spending so much on her with this low life that got her digmatized. Sometimes it could be like maybe one of these boys that they don't really have anything to offer. And you see a girl leaving her odogu to go and meet one carpenter somewhere. Digmatization is no joke. If you want me, I want to be digmatized. Thank God the guy that I'm digmatized with is not a useless person. That's what I'm, because I cannot be digmatized with useless person. If you are useless, that digmatization, I would cut it by force. Me and you, we can never even enter anything. So if you want to be digmatized, look for someone that is reasonable. That at least when you think about it, you'll be like, okay, he's good. You know, he can do stuff for me. Okay. And I feel like for girls, that digmatization can cause see finish. Never let any guy really know that you are like feeling him that well. Once you cross that line, that's it, finish. And he knows that you are all out for him. I'm not even sure he will even be giving you any money again. Like I said, you will even be the one to be giving him money. He knows that you like him. Anything he's asking for at that point. So it's now, the reverse is now the case. You know how a guy loves a girl, likes a girl because of, you know, her pussy is good, sweet pussy, juicy pussy, and the girl uses the opportunity to milk the guy. It's the same way for digmatization. So, I think you should still know who you are getting digmatized with. Don't go and get digmatized with carpenter or keke guy or driver or gate man. Well, you can get digmatized. I'm not telling you not to do, but that will cause a lot of see finish in your life. Like, it's you that will not be bankrolling the guy. Okay? And I think that's not reasonable at all. Especially if you're a sabi girl. You know, that's not reasonable. So, most times when you're digmatized, you keep convincing yourself that is your dream man. Because he can satisfy you in bed, that's like the man of your dreams. And this can easily happen to someone like me, or people that have very high libidos. You know, you may be thinking that, you know, if you're trying to go into a marriage or a relationship, you may not want to like do it with someone that doesn't have like, cannot match your libido. Because someone like me, like, I feel like sexual compatibility is very important in any relationship or any marriage. So that can easily make me feel like, oh, because this person is like doing me well or, you know, giving me good dick, that means he's my dream guy. That means he's the one I should go for, you know. And most times we end up making silly mistakes. You know, some guys that get married to girls because the pussy is good and every other thing about this person is terrible. The person is useless, irresponsible and all that. And then you just marry the person because the pussy is good. One day, that same pussy that, you see, in this life, nothing lasts forever. Even that dickmatization, it will still go. After a while, it can last for years. Yeah, it can last for like 5 years, 6 years, but it will still like wear out after some time. Where you've really gotten to know the person. Your marriage like opens you up to a lot of things. You see other sides of people clearly than what you used to see when people were apart. Excuse me. So another way to know that you've been dickmatized, you know, this person, he can be cheating on you. Instead of you to face the issue, you blame other girls. You blame the girls. We see all these marriages that we see the woman going after the girl. She no greet share the husband dick with any other person. Cause that dick, the thing that dick is doing to her. So instead of her to blame her husband, she starts calling the side chicks, stay away from my husband, you evil girl, you this and that, you a shower prostitute. But your husband is the a shower here, madam. Your husband is the one going after these innocent girls, you know. Why are you blaming the girls instead of your husband? You know, you're supposed to trust, that you're supposed to, you know, that he's supposed to be loyal to you. Okay, that he's supposed to respect you. Okay, just because the dick is good. Auntie will start blaming another person outside. This guy will do something to annoy you. Okay, but he uses sex to compensate. You know, some guys, when their girl is angry with them, they say, don't worry, once I give her one, everywhere go, calm down. You know, that girl is dickmatized. She has nothing to say. Like, she will just try to find ways to minimize. If they said this guy, she say, but you know, he's not like, they'll start giving excuses just because he has given her sex to calm her down. That's the only way that he will shut her up. Once they fuck like this, the feelings will start coming back. She'll start remembering how good the dick is and all that, you know. And that's how she'll forgive him. That is just how everything will just, that no matter what this guy has done. You see some guys that even get other women pregnant outside. There's even one popular celebrity. She's from my state. Like, that lady has been definitely dickmatized by that guy because there are so many things this guy has done. So people will say his long suffering is a lie. I know my people is a lie. That's dick. And I know that I've heard stories about Benue people. Like their dick game is like correct. You know, and we know that most Akwa Ibom girls, they love sex. In fact, almost all Akwa Ibom girls love sex. So that guy don't hit on something. That guy don't, the way the guy has entered her, she cannot, you know, think of having another dick. You see, we'll see people that they know this person is not treating them right. They know this person is not good for them. This person humiliates them. All sorts of stuff. They fight their families. That's a perfect example. Now, I'm not going to mention names, but we all know this person I'm talking about. It has caused a lot of feuds, a lot of family fights, and all that just because of one single prick, you know? This man has gone on to like impregnate a lot of people, do a lot of stuff. She will still stay. In fact, she started fighting one of the baby mamas. That is like a pure example of dickmatization. Auntie, why are you leaving your husband and you're supposed to fight it to go and fight baby mama? Baby mama is not your problem. Oh. The dick is too good. That's why all these women are, you know, going around him and all of them are getting pregnant. All of them are coming back. She cannot leave him. I cannot even say how many times that mom must have fought with her family because maybe they've told her, leave this guy. Like, this guy is not good for you. This guy is doing all stuff. They try to minimize it. You see her granting interviews and you see her, like, giving different approaches, different explanations. No, he's this kind of person. This thing he does. Oh, he likes kids. You know, they try to give excuses as to why this person is like this, even when they know that this thing is not good. This person is like breaking their moral values. This person is making them to be who they are not, but they just can't leave because good dick is good dick, my guy. Good dick is good dick. You die there. That's the true example of we die here. Nobody's ready to leave. Even the baby mama was struggling and fighting to be the, everybody wants to monopolize good dick. Every girl wants to have good dick to herself. But unfortunately, when a guy knows that he has good dick and he knows that girls are like always going to be constantly around him, like, I don't think he's going to give it to only you. It's not possible. He would definitely have other girls. It is not possible. You cannot monopolize good dick because every other girl that's tasted it always wants to keep coming back and they always want to have it. You see sometimes where sisters will even kill their sister just to get the sister's husband. That's the disadvantages of dickmatization. Friend will kill her friend just to have, you know, the same dick. Friend will come in as second wife because this dick is too good. Most times it's not even the money. Like, the dick is too good. Once they've tasted it, it's hard to let go. So it's crazy. This woman will give explanation. She will try to minimize, you know, minimize how far, how bad this thing is, this thing that this person has done. The person will cheat on you, but you're going to fight another girl. It makes you shameless. You become shameless. You start turning into what you are not because of stigmatization. As we go further, I'm going to talk about how to help yourself, because sometimes it can cause a lot of grave consequences for some people. There's this woman that I heard this story where she saw her husband in a car with another girl and she started chasing the car without even thinking, oh, I'm on the road, I'm on the highway. That is what this stigmatization can do to you. You are no longer reasonable. You're no longer thinking with your right senses. I can imagine the speed at which she was going at to go and catch them, because why does this girl want to enjoy from the same table that I'm enjoying? She knows how sweet the husband's dick is and she doesn't want any other girl to have the same, you know, sweetness. So she started driving blindly, and at the end of the day, she met her end. Like, this woman died in a very ghastly motor accident. Meanwhile, the girl that was following the guy, after that day, she'll be still going to continue that thing. So, auntie, don't kill yourself. Do not kill yourself. Good dick, anything way better. That's what everybody wants. Everybody likes good thing. No get everybody not like good thing. He no get anybody way not like good thing. Anything that is good, anything that is fine, people will rush after it. You just have to accept how you are. Just like guys, any girl that is fine, any girl that has good pussy, or God, it's not only you that will eat that girl. As far as another guy don't taste from there, he will keep coming back. So just accept where you are in that person's life. If you are not ready to accept it, move on. Go and find. There are so many pussies out there. Why are you guys fighting over one pussy? Why are you guys fighting over one dick? I know the dick is good, but you cannot kill yourself over prick. If you die now, what would they say? What happened to you? The dick was too good. Now why she kill herself? Okay, so these signs, like when you start seeing these signs, just know that this guy, if you keep going further, there's a point you get to. That's why I said stigmatization has levels. There are some points you get to that there is a point of no return. So before you get to that point of no return, it's better to start turning back. It's better to start turning back. The first time you taste it, you say, hey, this dick is something else. Auntie, retreat. Don't go for second tasting. Just leave it. Just go. Okay. Don't go for second tasting, because once you go for second round, third round, fourth time, fifth time, you cannot go back. Because it messes with your head. Anything that messes with your head is something that is very hard. Like, you have to start seeing a therapist just because of prick. I feel that's very shameful. Some people get to that point where they cannot stay. They cannot do anything. In fact, they become obsessed with that person. That person becomes their fetish. It's crazy out here. Okay, so another sign where you know that you are stigmatized is you can do the do at anywhere. Anywhere you find yourself, you will do it. You see people that have sex in the club, have sex on top of the tree, have sex inside the car, have sex inside the booth, have sex under the earth, anywhere they find themselves, bus stop or hospital, they are having sex. Oh, but that girl is stigmatized because she cannot stop thinking about dick. So they can have this sex anywhere, in front of their compound, on anywhere they can have sex. Another thing is that you cannot turn him down. You can go out at any time because of this dick. You see the guy is calling you by 2 a.m., you're already rushing out. You're not even thinking if you have work the next day or if you have school the next day. Once this person calls you, and like I said in the previous episode about situationship, like, it's not something that makes any sense. The communication is not consistent, okay? Because you are the only one that is, you know, in this dilemma. You are the only person that is stigmatized, okay? So he can just call you at any time. He doesn't want to see you all the time. If the chemistry is not mutual, he doesn't want to see you all the time. So the time he just calls you, the one time he calls you, even if he calls you by 12 midnight, even if he calls you by 2 a.m. in the morning, you are rushing to go there. You are there. You can never turn him down. If he says, let's fuck in the church, you fuck in the church. If he says, like, let's fuck in school, anywhere, office, anywhere, you cannot turn him down. And most men take advantage of girls in that situation. Same way girls take advantage of guys in such situation. Once they know this person is hypnotized by their genitals, they are ready to ask for anything. They are ready to make this person do anything for them. And these people can literally do anything for you. They can go all out for you. Also, you know that this guy is not adding any value to you, but you are not going anywhere. You died there just because the sex is good, just because the dick is good. So, auntie, if you know you are experiencing all these signs, you've experienced any one of these signs or all of these signs, you are stigmatized. And it may ruin your life. It can make your life better. It can make your life worse. It's for better or for worse. because sometimes if you're seeing all these kind of signs, they don't even sound like positive things, okay? They do not sound like positive things. They can actually ruin your life. You can end up making decisions. You can end up doing things that you absolutely regret, okay? It's not a good thing. Things like this, making you to do negative things, making you to like lose sense to all, you know, sensible talk. You lose your sense of reason. Imagine going out at odd hours. You could lose your life. You could get into an accident. You could get robbed just because you're going to go and get dick. You literally lay down your life on the line. You lay down your aspirations on the line just because of dick. You miss your classes. You miss your job. Some people even stop paying attention to their businesses because they just want to have this dick every day. It becomes like a drug to them. They become addicted. That's the thing. When you're dickmatized, it's like an addiction. You know, when you're addicted to something, you just want to have the thing all the time. You don't care. And most people, we see that when they're addicted to something, they lose it. You know, if they don't catch themselves in the beginning, as time goes on, they get to this point of no return that you see they just become as useless as the person that they are, you know, addicted to. So if you know you have all these signs, if you know you're experiencing all these signs, sister, you are dickmatized. The best thing for you to do is to seek for help, or you start running from the, because once you get to that point of no return, it's just like you are addicted, you know, to cocaine or something. Dick can actually be like a drug. Once you get addicted to that point, you're not thinking straight. You cannot concentrate. You know, you're not thinking straight. Anything this person says is what you do. You cannot turn the person down. We've seen movies, I don't know if it happens in real life, where you see this useless guy that just because, you know, he has had this hold on this woman, the dick is so good and he has choked this woman with this dick. He can ask this woman for anything. These people can literally run bankrupt because of a good dick. You see a woman paying for a guy's house rent, doing everything for the guy. Sister, you are dickmatized. The best thing is for you to know that, okay, these are the steps, the way to like, help yourself when you're dickmatized. The first thing is to admit that you're dickmatized. Most of these women do not admit it. They'll say, no, I just like the guy. I just love him. I like his swag. I love his style. He's just a nice guy. He's auntie, you know very well he's not a nice guy. You know very well, you know, some of them don't even have any style. All these fuckboys, they don't have any style. They don't have any swag. There is no swag there. Your husband's swag is even better than his swag. Your boyfriend's swag is even better than his swag. You see women living Odogwu just to go and follow fuckboy. There is no swag there. The only swag is in between his legs. That's the swag you like. That thing dangling in between his legs, that's the swag you like. So they become so delusional. Like, auntie has become Delulu. You're only thinking of the dick. So before you start to, like, you know, break out of that dickmatization thing, you have to admit that you are dickmatized. If you can admit that there is something wrong somewhere, this is not normal. Like me, at some point, I kept saying, this is not normal. Like, why am I, you know, thinking about this guy so much? It's almost as if you are being jazzed. You know, they've used black magic on you. They've used juju on you. It's not juju. It's just a mind thing, okay? You are dickmatized. You are just addicted. Because you had it once and it felt so good. And you want to keep going back for more. It's an addiction. It has lots of disadvantages and it has quite some advantage as well, okay? So you have to admit that you are dickmatized. If you do not admit that you're dickmatized, you cannot start to break out. Because the very first step in any kind of addiction, you know, is to accept, is to admit that you have a problem, is to admit that something is wrong somewhere. If you do not admit, nobody can help you. If you do not admit it, you can't even tell yourself like, oh yeah, something is wrong, because you keep denying it. You keep looking for excuses. You keep giving excuses. So no, nothing is wrong. I just like the guy, this and that, or he's my type of guy. He's my spec. You know, people use spec to like cover up for a lot of dickmatizations and pussymatizations. Okay, I just like him as my spec. He's not your spec. He's the dick. Now, prick, keep you there. You see some girls, like classy girls. The guy that is getting them dickmatized is just some low life. Some of those guys even smell. But they don't care. Because that's what they want. You see, just like people that are drug addicts. Even if it takes them for them to go to Ikotsu to go and buy that drug, that's the only place they are selling it. They will go there to get it. They will go. Sometimes you see a guy that is pussymatized, and the girl that is giving him that pussy that he can't stop thinking about is an orange seller. He will go all the way to get that person. That's the thing about addiction. Stigmatization is like addiction. Okay, you have to admit at first that, oh, something is wrong with me. That's the first step. Okay, the second step is to give yourself a pep talk. Because for some people, you may be ashamed of talking to someone else about this. You may be ashamed of talking to someone, you know, letting someone know that you have a problem, let someone know that you're stigmatized, because it can be very shameful. In fact, some people will laugh at you. I will definitely laugh because it's very funny. You know, the person might want to start asking you questions like, give us the full gist. Like, someone like me, if my friend tells me they're stigmatized, I will start asking her some silly questions, the full gist. So most of the time, you have to deal with it yourself, okay? Because it's a private issue. You have to give yourself a pep talk. Talk to yourself. Ask yourself, is this thing good for me? It's not only the pleasure it gives me, it's affecting my normal life. That kind of sex will affect. There's this guy I met that said, there's this girl he was dating in the university, and all they did all day was to fuck. They can fuck for 10 times. They would just be fucking and fucking and fucking. He'll miss his classes. He'll miss doing anything just because of sex. So ask yourself, what is there any benefit in this thing? Why is this thing affecting my business? Why is this thing affecting my education? Why is this thing affecting my social life? You see that you fought with all your friends because of this guy. You fought with your family because of this guy. Give yourself a pep talk. That's one important thing about being human. We have logic, okay? We have sense of reasoning. We're not like other animals that do not have, you know, control over the emotions. Anything they like, they just go for it. They just, you know. But we are human beings. We have logic. We have sense of reasoning. So you think about it. What is this thing benefiting me in any way? Is this relationship of any value to me? Is this thing going anywhere? Am I at the receiving end? Am I the one that is losing out? Okay. Am I the one losing out on this thing? Is this making me not to concentrate again? You know, some people like have goals and they're not even able to meet these goals. They're not able to meet all these things they, you know, they plan to do just because of dick. Because what's odd, another thing like sex is taking over your mind, my sister. Until your body receives it, you will not be able to calm down. That's the thing about being horny for a particular thing. Until you get that thing, you cannot relax. You cannot have your peace of mind. So you have to talk to yourself, ask yourself, is this really worth it? Okay. After having the pep talk, you have to find a way to call it quits for good. Even if it's for you to delete the person's number, block the person on all platforms. Just, you have to make a choice. You're an adult. Make a choice to delete this person's number. Call it quits once and for all. Call it quits for good. That one is hard for some people to do. I don't think that one is like, yeah. Cause you block and you still go and unblock. So you need someone to like motivate you to be able to say no and block this person once and for all. You just need to be a big girl. You just need to grow up and do, because it affects your life. It affects your future relationships. If you get into a new relationship and you still have to, it spoils a lot of things for people. It can spoil a relationship. This guy has power over you. For example, he meets you in public and you're with someone, and you know, sometimes when you're stigmatized, just a touch from the person and you just misbehave. You start misbehaving. Just see the person and you're already misbehaving. So you give this person so much power over you. You cannot control yourself. You cannot behave when the person is around. So the best thing is for you to cut all ties with this person. Okay, that's like, it's a very big step. I think it's a very hard step, but it's very, very important, because if you do not cut ties with this person, there's chances of you always going back. So I said, call it quits for good, okay? And cut all ties with him. Anything that can make you like know that, okay, this is how I can reach you, or this is how I can reach him. Stop stalking him on social media. Cut all ties with him. Block him everywhere. Because if you do not block him everywhere, you keep seeing his pictures, keep seeing his videos, things that remind you of him, I can bet that you can never forget him. Okay. After doing that, you can talk to someone, get some support. Talk to your friends. They will definitely encourage you, you know, get something doing. There are different activities that you can do that can make you forget about this guy, that can make you not think about this guy, okay? You could even go for therapy. Go for therapy. Try to help yourself, because it's a mental, you know, situation. It's something that is messing up with your mind. You cannot focus. Anything that is not allowing you to concentrate, anything that is changing you from what you really are, you know, because of what you've been experiencing with this person, you know that, oh, something is wrong somewhere. I need to get help. So get support, get help. Also, you can seek for divine help in case Najaz they use for you. Pray to whatever God you know you can pray to. You can pray to Allah, pray to Jesus Christ, because sometimes all these methods might not work. It's just God. Only God can save you from this guy's hand. Once you don't enter, like, it's only God that can save you. So now, how you know a guy that is capable of stigmatizing you? So that once you see this kind of guys like this, you just have to run. Okay. Number one, when you meet this guy, Like, he's everything a guy should be. He's calm. He's confident. He knows what to do. He knows the right thing to say. He doesn't talk too much. He's just an action guy, you know. He just makes everything seem like in the movies. You know how guys in the movies used to be, you know, that eye contact. You just feel that this one is just something so different. He's a gentleman. He holds the, you know, door for you. He does some very noticeable things that you can notice. Aha, this one is different. He's a teacher. He teaches you new things, like new moments, things that you only see in the movies. Most times you're a kind of girl that is meeting guys and you're like, all guys are the same. All guys are scum. This and that are guys. And then you meet this guy that is all of a sudden so different. You know, he gives you eye contact. He holds the door open for you. He's very calm. He smiles. He knows when to smile. He knows when to talk. He knows when to act. He knows how to do everything. Everything is just going so good. Like, on a normal day, you can be like, things are moving too fast with us. But because of the things he's doing, because of the things he's teaching you, it seems like he's going at a natural pace. Okay, that's when you know, this is a danger sign. You have to run, you know. The guy is so good. You're even like, you start asking yourself, does this guy exist? Things that you'll be like, especially for older women, like, oh, I can never do this thing. This is the only thing I can do. This kind of thing is only when I was younger that I can do this for, like, women that are older. They say, I can never do this for a man. Men are scum, blah, blah. And then you meet this guy that is doing all these kind of things that you only see in the movies. Huh. There's some women that they will not even have to get to the next step. They've already fallen. Even before the dick even gets anywhere, they're already like, oh, this guy, telling all their friends about this guy, start thinking about this guy. And that's where it starts, because he has to plant the seed in you. Most times, if it's someone that you've known, so it's not like, most times it can be like maybe someone you just met and immediately just kicks off, shows you that gentleman. So it can be someone that you've known, you are going on. So it already starts building from there. You already start fantasizing about him. You know, he knows the right place to touch. Once your clothes, like, if you're about to have sex, once your clothes get off, he touches you. Once he just touches you, you just know that, child, I'm done for. This guy will just ruin my life. Those kind of guys, they have experience. They know where to touch. Once they touch you, you're like, this guy, how many people have you fucked? How many girlfriends have you? Once you start asking those questions, just know that you're on your way. That's just the beginning process. Because he's so good. Every part of your body that he touches, you respond to it. He's so good with the female body. Okay, he may not really look too good, he may not really have all the muscular features and everything, but that male confidence, like I said before, that you as a guy, to be able to stigmatize again, you need to have that confidence. You need to know your audience. You need to be well learned. You need to know a lot of things about the female body. It's something you actually have to study. You need to know things about the female body. You need to know things about women in general. Things that women, you know, will go crazy for. Things that women will go crazy over. So this guy is touching you and you're already wet. He doesn't have to say, sometimes he smiles at you and you're already wet. You just know that this one is problem. You have to run, because it doesn't always end well. Imagine now you're not finding yourself in therapy just because of dick. You're not finding yourself doing a lot of crazy stuff just because of dick. It doesn't always end well. So this guy is like, he's kind of like Santa Claus, because he knows every single thing to do right. He's this nice gentleman. If you meet any man that is nice gentleman, too good to be true, he knows what to do. He keeps showering you with gifts, try flirting with you. He's always complimenting you, commenting on your beauty, you know, making you blush, making you smile. You know, before you know it, your blood is being filled with, you know, all the happy hormones. And this is the guy you always want to see all the time, because he's so nice. He's so this, he's so that. And it all of a sudden makes you want to, like, actually want this guy. So they start by, you know, being in a friendship zone. They start by getting to know you. And while getting to know you, they don't just do basic things, okay? They do things that, you know, women, we like compliments from guys. A guy that is always serenading you with compliments. A guy that is always like, oh, your hair looks good. You look beautiful. You this and that. Women love to hear those things. If you meet a guy that's like that, just know that he's not a nice gentleman. This one just wants to make you useless. He wants to just make you fall for him. You know, guys are like that. Every girl they meet, they flirt with them. They're not nice gentlemen. They know what they want and they know how to get it. Okay, another sign is that he keeps getting what he wants. Because you are not going to turn him down. Once you just enter, you cannot turn him down. So anything he says, he keeps getting. He has influence on your decision. He influences your decisions. He influences your life. Like, you see a point where a man starts telling a girl what to wear, where to go to. And you see them say, oh no, my man has to do this. Like, all of a sudden you no longer exist because you have a man that has stigmatized you. So he completely has 100% control over you. Most times this man is not even your husband. You guys just started dating. You guys just met, and all of a sudden, the only thing you keep talking about is this guy. That's the only thing, just because he has gotten to that point where he has gotten into your head. Okay. Everything he keeps saying, that is what you do. Anywhere he wants it, that is what you give it. Because this guy knows his onions. This guy knows what to do. This guy knows where to touch. This guy knows how to give it to you like no one else can give it to you. He has created that connection. There's just something so different about this guy that you always want to have. You do not want it to end. You get. So he keeps getting whatever he wants. So another way to know a guy that stigmatizes is the guy, he uses his displeasure to taunt you. For example, when you say, oh, you are busy or something, or if he's not getting what he wants, he just withdraws from you. That's like a toxic trait. Like most guys that are stigmatized, they actually have this toxic trait, okay? Because that's their way of getting what they want from you. He stops talking to you. He withdraws from you because he has another girl that he can see. And you know the signs of a woman that is stigmatized. She doesn't want to share the dick with any other woman. So when he notices that you are trying not to give in, he starts to tease you with his displeasure, which will still cause you to give in, okay? Most of these men, they actually target girls. Almost times they did not even know that you would actually like them like that. Almost of the time they even know. So they know that once they have this girl, she's going to be hooked. So there's this guy I know, like, I'm actually one of the girls that he has stigmatized, and he had the list long. So I'm not the kind of girl that will fight over a guy. You know, I cannot. No matter how stigmatized I am, I will not fight. But he has told me stories of girls that have fought over, that they literally fight over him. So the girl came. Okay, he took this girl out, and he's a serial cheat. Most guys that are stigmatized, they will cheat on you. There is no matter how beautiful you are, no matter how sexy you are, they will cheat on you. Because that, it gives them this ego that another guy, another girl out there is wanting them. So he's like, he went out with this girl. So the girl came to his house and she left. So while she went out to the club, he called another girl, right? Or he called another girl. And he didn't know his friend came. Okay. His friend now went, another girl was in the house. His friend went to the club and saw this other people. And he didn't know that the other girl he called into the house, you know, has not left. And so that's how the girl came, teamed there with another girl, started raining down abuses, created a scene and all that. And one thing about girls that are stigmatized, they will start acting like girlfriend. This person is not your boyfriend though. He has never told you, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. But because you are stigmatized and you feel like people have had sex for a long time or this thing has gone on for a long time, you start to take, you see, girls that they've not married you, the guy is not your boyfriend or anything, but you start going to his house and you're wearing his t-shirt. Those are stigmatized girls. Cause why would you, like I said, it's in levels. Why would you throw a tantrum like that? A big woman. These are big women I'm talking about. And you're throwing tantrum. You're ready to fight the other guy. You're ready to tear everything down. You're embarrassing yourself, creating a scene because of dick. So these men, they actually know what they are doing. So they know that, oh, this is what their dick can do. Their dick can cause problem. Instead of them to keep it to one person or like a few persons. And one thing about this kind of dick can also be called community dick. All the girls want your dick. All the girls want your dick. Old or young or small or everybody wants to fuck you because your dick is so good. See, community dick comes with STIs. That's one thing people do not know. All these girls that are fucking these guys, how many of them are clean? That guy will definitely have infection. That guy will definitely have STIs. Problems here and there. So if you are like fawning over this kind of dick, if you are going after this kind of dick, be very sure that one day, you will catch a disease. Because most times, a dick that is that good, I do not see anybody having sex with that kind of dick with condom. It's not possible. Because for you to get stigmatized in the first place, that means the first time you people did it, it entered raw. That's what cause that's the only thing that can really cause you to like feel a person that much. It may feel at first, it may feel like, oh, there's this connection, there's this spiritual connection you people have. Because it's like that. It will seem like it is not normal. You will think it's not normal, like, people have a connection. People have a chemistry. You know, there's something going on. You know, this can actually lead to somewhere. It's stigmatization. If you're going into such relationships, you need to go with your eyes wide open. Okay? You could easily hurt yourself. You could easily get yourself heartbroken. You could easily be scammed. Most guys that are scammers, now then get that kind of dick pass. All these guys, they are so good. Most of them are scammers. Most of them are Yahoo. They will just scam you of your money and run. and leave you. And the thing about them running to leave you is that you will still find a way to put an excuse, because you cannot come to terms with that. Okay, this person that is making you feel this good is a bad person. Okay, so you have to go in with your eyes open. Best of best things is for you to cut all ties with them, because honestly, in 99.9% of these cases where the woman is stigmatized, it doesn't turn out good. It doesn't turn out good. Whether you're stigmatized, whether you're postmatized, it doesn't turn out good, because anything that is not allowing you to think straight, anything that is not allowing you to think well, you're under the influence of something. It's not like being under the influence of a drink or being under the influence of alcohol or being under the influence of a drug. You are more likely to make bad choices. You're more likely to make bad decisions when you are under the influence of something, be it prick or pussy. Okay, so we see some of these guys who know they can stigmatize. They know their target. They target widows, not these rich widows. Because like I said, the sign of stigmatization is the woman starts financing the guy. So most of them target all these women. They target rich girls, widows, people that have just come out of a relationship, people that are heartbroken. They just need, because you know I said, the guy has this like nice guy syndrome, nice guy thing going on, gentleman thing. So imagine you just came out of a relationship, your heart is broken, and you meet someone like this. Perfect rebound. You're like, oh, this is the guy that will make you to forget your ex. Not knowing that you are walking with your two eyes open into another deadly situation. Because this one will serve you breakfast. Eh? The way he will serve you the breakfast, you will never see it coming. You will not see it coming. To you, this is a perfect rebound. Oh, you are starting somewhere. You are hoping that it will get, you know, somewhere. Everything will turn out right. Don't worry. Let's give it time. The sex is already good. It will turn out right. Auntie, you are stepping into a danger zone. A widow that just lost her husband and she meets this young guy, you know, that is, you know, very viral, very, he knows every word to touch. And she's falling scam. Like, she has turned to mumu for this guy. She's completely mumu for this guy. She has turned to MAGA. Anything this guy wants, she's ready to do it. Anything this guy tells her to do, she's willing to do it. This guy now has this chokehold on her because of prick. This prick has done a lot of harm than good in our society today. A lot of women fall victim to scams, to scandals, to blackmail just because of good dick. So if you know that you will fall under this category of women, you have to be very vigilant. You have to be very, very open. Open your eye. Because these men, they don't fall in love. Those kind of men, they are just there to get what they want. Most of them that know that they are that good, they have scorecard. Oh, I will fuck almost all the girls in this town. I will fuck 100 girls. So it's a kind of ego thing for them. It makes them feel good that, you know, women are, you know, dying for them. Women are doing all sorts of crazy stuff for them. You see a situation where two girls are fighting over a guy and the guy is just sitting somewhere looking at them. He's not even trying to help any one of them out. He's not trying to come in and try to settle the fight. You know, he may just even leave them. Because that guy has no feelings for any of them. They are the ones that are fighting over the guy. They are the ones that are struggling over the guy. They are stigmatized. So they keep doing all this rubbish. They keep, most times it's been embarrassing to the guy when he gets to some certain points. You know, because sometimes it can get crazy that even the guy himself cannot even believe that this thing, his prick, is what is causing all this problem. Like, it can get very bizarre. You see people killing people. Like I said earlier, you see people pouring acid on people. People fight. You see women fighting in public. Responsible looking women are fighting in public. There's this video I saw of a woman going to go and confront her husband's side chick. She met them in a hotel and they were like having fun and all that. You know, it's only stigmatization that will make a woman to, you know, be that bold to go out to fight another woman in public. You're not thinking of the consequences. You're not thinking of, is this person even more dangerous than I am? So she went to confront this woman and they got into a very heated argument and then they started fighting. What happened was that this side chick, the woman knows that this side chick now with it. That's how the side chick carried a bottle, you know, broke the bottle and used it to stab this woman. I think she hit her on the head or stabbed her something. And before you know it, few minutes went by and this man is already dead. There was so much blood everywhere. Very horrible video. Okay, and there was so much blood everywhere. The husband was not even there to separate the fight. Oga don't run. That shows you that most times, these men can even get married to women that are, you know, they've stigmatized. They don't even love the woman. Most times, you see most women are in relationships or marriages where the woman is financing the marriage. The woman is the one paying for everything. The woman is the one paying school fees. The woman is the one doing everything. She has been stigmatized because she's not the one financing that relationship. She's the one begging the guy to stay. She's the one begging the guy to get married to her. Because she cannot imagine her life without this guy. And in that kind of situation, you cannot see the guy coming to your rescue. Because he doesn't have your best interest at heart. You are literally paying for him to be there because of your fantasies, because of your urges, because of your wants. Okay, so that guy left there and the woman got killed. He didn't even bother to, like, you know, get, you know, ambulance or anything because of his wife. Okay? Those kind of guys, they will keep cheating on you. No matter what you do, no matter what you do for them, no matter how you give it to them, because they already know themselves. They don't even like you. Like I said, the chemistry is not mutual. So this guy does not like you. You're the one that is going crazy over his dick. So he will keep doing what's wrong. Just like when you see a girl where a guy is like, has fallen stupid because of this girl. No matter what he gives this girl, no matter what he does for this girl, if this girl is not like mutual, this feeling that the feelings they have is not mutual, she will still be seeing other guys. She will not be serious with the relationship. It's just going to be one-sided. That's a situationship. You see, most women married to very irresponsible men. You look at the guy and like, why is this kind of woman with this kind of man? You look at the guy, he doesn't even look like a good fit for this woman. That is a clear example of stigmatization. Both of them are not even on the same level. Not like you're looking for where the connection could have even come from. And you are surprised, like, why is she with this kind of person? That is stigmatization. You cannot even think straight to know that, okay, this person is not on your level. When the dick is so good, sometimes you stay and receive all sorts of rubbish. A lot of men are in marriages treating STD because of stigmatization. A lot of men are in marriages or relationships collecting bitches. Sometimes you may be thinking it's because of the money. Guy, it's not because of the money. There are other guys that have money that are trying to get this girl's attention. She's playing them. She's playing them. This one, she's staying there collecting beating. It's because of the, because I don't think there's anything that can make any woman to receive those kind of beatings, you know, life-threatening beatings. Something that can make her to actually lose her life. Only good dick can do that. Dick that knows itself. Confident dick. There are dicks that when they come out, the guy will even tell you that when this thing enters you, you will keep coming back for more. I know. Some guys just say that to just boast, like make rubbish boast, and then after everything is nothing, nonsense. You know, you even regret. Say, why did I even do this kind of person? But there are some of them that are actually true. They keep true to their word, though. They know themselves. They know what their dick can do. So they give you like a warning before you enter. You know how they say beware of dogs? They will tell you beware of stigmatization, because once you enter, it's very hard. It's only strong-willed people, people that can actually really control their emotions, that can actually like step back from it, you know, give themselves pep talk and step back from it. So in all you do, I feel like everything, like I always keep saying, I know some of you may even know me for this saying now, let it be in moderation. I don't think you should allow anybody to have that kind of power over you. It's crazy. It can be very dangerous. Much more a piece of genital prick is having that kind of power over you. You can no longer think, can no longer make decisions for yourself because of a dick. No matter how dick is so good, you need to go into it with your eyes wide open. Yeah, you have fun and then you come back to the real world. Because in the real world, dick does not solve problems, okay? Money does. Money solves problems. Dick cannot solve any of your problem. It's only a few minutes or hours of pleasure and then you are still back to the real world. It's just like people that get addicted to like coke or, you know, weed or something. Once you finish, after a few minutes of pleasure, you are back to your real world. You are back to the real world. All your problems keep coming. So you keep seeing the you reap the fruits of the bad decisions you took while your God that was stigmatizing you was stigmatizing you. And he doesn't get to face the results of those bad decisions with you. So ladies, whatever you do, let money be your main focus. Like, let money be your number one focus. Any prick that is not bringing money, that prick should not stigmatize you. Only dick that can stigmatize you is Odogu prick. Prick when you reach that kind of level is not supposed to stigmatize. It's an error. Okay? So, guys, we've literally come to the end of this episode. Okay? Let me know what you think. Have you ever been stigmatized before? I told you guys my own story of how I was stigmatized and how I have tried to overcome it. So let us know, have you been stigmatized? What tips can you give if you've been stigmatized before and you overcame it? Let us know what tips you can give. Okay? Can you identify a guy that can stigmatize? Guys, if you know, say your prick carry that kind of weight, give your other guys tip, because some guys need to learn in case, because if you're in a relationship with a girl, you need to learn how to stigmatize your girl so that another guy will not take her from you. So guys, let us know in the comments what you think. Please do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. If you're not following us on all our social media platforms, you are in the wrong. That is an error. Okay, follow us on all the social media platforms at Rated18_podcast. Again, at Rated18_podcast. I still remain your sexy, beautiful, sweet and charming host, King Chick, aka Big Baby. Signing out. Ciao.